down in deepest, darkest Africa.
Africa.
Who's the one who brought the jungle fame? Who's the king of animals in Africa? Kimba the white lion is his name. When we get in trouble and we're in a fight, who's the one who just won't turn and run? Who believes in doing good and doing right? Kimba the white lion is the one.
Thank you.
7:02 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. This is a public service message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, I didn't even do a read-through on that. I just looked at it instead of trying to wing it. Let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard Petula Clark. They did a nice feature on her on CBS Sunday Morning this past New Year's Eve. And Petula Clark and I Know a Place came out in 1965 on Warner Brothers. And you can tell when I play the vinyl. But what'd you think of that that segue between 5-4-3-2-1 and She Loves You? You know, that's pretty good. I do disc jockey out, but I'm not going to go hat in hand, so you know how to get a hold of me. Anyway, before the Kimba theme, you heard The Cult, a band called The Cult, but not The Cult from the 1980s to the present. The Cult, some band from Australia, from the compilation It's a Cave-In and You're Just My Kind. It was previously unreleased, caught around 1965, and we kicked off the set, a short one, with Gary Stites and Shine That Ring, came out in 1959 on Carlton. Not sure if they'll be coming up, anybody coming in from 9 to 10. I'm sure some of you will let me know. This will be a 3-hour broadcast. I'm here till 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So stick around, will you? These are the Desperate Hours.
is Scott Jorke from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
were mine. The girl standing over there, I wish you were mine. The one with all that long blonde hair. Though she doesn't love me now, maybe she'll think back somehow. She'll let it be like yesterday and bring back all those happy days. Sometimes I wonder why everything goes bad. Then I remember all those happy days we've had. I wish you were mine, then I could be her man. I wish you were mine, if she'd come down off the golden stand. Shouldn't be like this, I know, if you knew how much I love you so. Darling, you'd be in my arms, giving me all your charm.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 7:19 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. You just heard a band called the Cyclones, a track that was originally released on the Lee label in 1966. I got it off the compilation Back from the Grave, Part 4 of Volume 4. Came out on Crypt around 1984, I think. Before that, a band called the Headstones. I'm not sure where in Texas they were from, but the track appears on the Texas Flashback Volume 1. Came out way back in the mid-90s. Originally released on the Pharaoh label, 1966. Cramps before that from their Stay Sick LP. Came out in 1990, actually in Canada, on Enigma. And Journey to the Center of the Girl, I believe, was only a cassette-only release back around that time in the U.S. And was released again on another label probably about 5 or 6 years ago in the U.S., finally, on vinyl. And Mark and the Escorts, a band, Mark and the Escorts, they're a big band from East L.A., an instrumental called Tough Stuff. Off the compilation East Side Sound, Volume 2. Came out in 2000 on Bacchus Archives. The original release, actually kind of a major-ish label release. GNP Crescendo in 1965. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Shouts out to Tony and Julie listening. Loyal listeners to the Desperate Hours and other shows, they're great supporters of the DJ culture here in the greater Boston area. So I hope they're on the mend. They have this the bug that's going around. I'm starting to get it, which is about the only reason it gets me out of the house, really. I actually enjoy staying home, but my wife's been sick, so there you go. So I don't know. I come here and make everybody else sick. Maybe sick of me. But anyway, this next set is going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. When you say that, at around quarter of 10 or 7, but this is a three-hour broadcast. If you just dropped in, I'll be here till 9 o'clock, whether you like it or not. I'll be going live if you have Facebook. Admit it, you do. And a lot of you are Facebook friends. I'll be going live on that. Set everything up. It's one good thing about being able to stretch out a little bit on a three-hour show. Although I do kind of, 1 hour is not enough, but 2 hours is just enough of a sprint just to keep me alert. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I saw her walking down the street. You know, I feel just like a clown, getting up and falling down, hanging on a parking meter, burning like a red-hot heater. What a walk, come on, girl, talk that talk. You know, I couldn't make a sound, my head was going round, I was speechless, yeah. My mind was in a whirl, cause talking to that girl is my weakness, oh.
Around. There's a thought for you. Howdy, Daniel.
Howdy, Mel. What y'all doing way down here?
A woman was murdered at Highsmith's Motel. Killer got away in the swamp. I'm letting everybody know about it. He may be headed this way. Still sitting on your can, Digger?
Oh, Mel, you know that ain't a very nice thing to see.
I got an idea. Why don't you get a job? Give the old man a rest. They're hiring over at Graven's Turpentine still. I'm going right by there. I could drop you off.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, but I think I'll pass you up on that. That's pretty messy work. Besides, I never did like the smell of turpentine too well.
I mean, you never liked the smell of work.
Boy, that bigger thing to pull the way.
Well, I better get going. I got a lot of stops to make.
Say, Mel.
Yeah.
About that guy out there in the swamp, wouldn't happen to be a reward for him, would there?
Well, not yet. But when there is, I'll let you know and you can go right out and catch him for us.
Return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show, the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first half of the show. Just heard Long John Hunter and El Paso Rock off the retrospective called Ooh Wee Pretty Baby. Came out in 1999 on Norton! It was originally released on the Yucca label in 1961. There we go. Yes. For that, some dialogue titled Reward from the film Swamp Country, provided me graciously by Dick Cannon about a year ago or so. I played some things off it, some dialogue off it. It's outstanding. One of those mid-60s exploitation films. They used to have, if you had Comcast cable here in the East, they used to have something weird on, the film company, the film reproduction company, the film distributor, had their own channel. You could watch all that stuff, the stuff like it, for free. Of course, Comcast seeking an extra, because they don't get enough of our money. These are my opinions, not the opinions of MFO, Tufts University, anybody on this planet, except me. Anyway, okay, let's get on with the recital of this last set of the first half of the show. Young Men, before they had a band, I believe from Ohio, track released on the Maltese label, 1966, A Thought for You. I got off the compilation Gravel, Volume 5, Cliff Bennett and the Rebel Rousers. The pickup came off the self-titled LP. I played the reissue on Edsel in 1985, but it was originally released on Parlophone in the UK in 1965. The Capers before that to kick off the set, and Rockin' Around the Mountain, a track they released on the Doré label in 1961. I got off the retrospective Lights Out, the Doré Record Story, Disc 1. Well, that was on Disc 1. It's actually just the Doré Record Story. Stops right there. Came out on the One Day label in 2016. They had some really great retrospectives, and they pushed them all out around 2015, 2016. I recommend them highly, or most of them. There are some that are kind of, but I won't say which ones, but if you're going to ask for a recommendation, the Dalton one, the Doré one, right off the top of my head, the ones that are must-gets. Anyway, we're cruising towards the, we're in the second half of the show. So we'll be playing this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO, Medford. Strength. Come on, come on, come on.
Please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Just keep This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
After the lights go down low, baby, you know, there'll be no reason for teasing me so. And when the dancing is through, and folks will be few, I'll be here sitting with no one but you. And I'll be needing you so. After the lights go down low, I wanna hold you, squeeze you as tight as I can. I'd like to kiss you and please you and make you understand. And when you thrill me, you fill me with love so divine. Together we can have a good time. After the lights go down low, baby, you know, there'll be no reason for teasing me so. And we can cuddle up near without any fear, 'cause I've got some sweet talk that you want to hear. And I'll be needing you so. After the lights go down low, I wanna hold you, squeeze you as tight as I can. I'd like to kiss you and please you and make you understand. And when you thrill me, you fill me with love so divine. Together we can have a great time. After the lights go down low, baby, you know, there'll be no reason for teasing me so. And we can cuddle up near without any fear, 'cause I've got some sweet talk that you wanna hear. And I'll be needing you so. After the lights go down low. Yeah, easy baby. Uh-oh. After the lights go down low.
Don't bring me down, hang me up, or even hang around.
10:54 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, let me tell you what I just played. You heard the Sounds Like Us, channeling Warren Zevon, Lyman Seibel. I believe the Turtles did it, and a bunch of other people. And it Sounds Like Us did Outside Chance, originally released on the Gillan label in 1966. I got off the compilation Nobody to Love. Came out on Teenage Shutdown in 1995. And before that, George Maharis cashing in on his fame from Route 66. And After the Lights Go Down Low came out in 1962 on Epic. Before that, the Soul Brothers 6 did You Better Check Yourself. Originally released on the Atlantic label in 1967, I got off the compilation All Night Soul Stomp. 1975 was a good year for them, even though it wasn't a great year like for them on the charts, but it was a great year for them when two of their songs, Some Kind of Wonderful and What You Got, both made the Hot 100 by Grand Funk Railroad and Duke and the Drivers, respectively. Before that, the OJs with this week's song that everybody knows and something that everybody has experienced, Backstabbers, 1972 on the Philadelphia International label. Then we kicked it off with something new, and I rarely, if ever, actually, no, never, since this incarnation of my radio life, break new music, but the 4019s and Purple Microdot off the Good Fortune CD came out this year, earlier this year, on Rock Ranch Records. Hey, you know, if you want to know what I played, if you just don't remember, you're really just tuning me out when I have the talk break beds and you're listening to the archive or live broadcast, you can always go to Spinatron, go to WMFO, and all you got to do is just, what do we got here? Okay. There we go. Anyway, yeah, go to spinatron.com. Or if you go to the WMFO.org page, go to the schedule and scroll down Thursday nights, go ahead and scroll down to Desperate Hours. You can actually relive the horror as well. Listen to the archive, see what I played. Actually, that's probably the one thing that's accurate in this whole show is the playlist. I actually care what goes out there. I don't care what I say. It doesn't matter to me. Matter to you. But whatever. Anyway, got an hour to go. 3 hours.